I did not lose sight of the cave for a few weeks. I got a comfortable chair and seated myself at the door, waiting for any sign of life from my caveman. When the sitting, the thinking, and the waiting took their toll on my body, mind, and soul, I would hover around the cave, partly to make sure that the caveman is still breathing, and partly to make sure that there is no one else breathing inside with him. Yes, I had my doubts. Finally, I had pity on my poor soul, and I decided to end my misery. With a strong dose of determination, I got on my feet, pushed the chair away, looked at the cave one last time, then I turned my back and left. I let go. I left my safe and secure spot in front of his cave and walked back into the jungle. I grew a beard and a mustache, put on a suit, got a gun, gave my brain a break, replaced my heart with a rock, and I made my grand entrance into the jungle as a man. I became every man's best buddy. I had a mission. I wanted to know how such creatures think, the way they perceive women, and their decoding of our messages. My first tour in Tarzan's world focused on his relationship with Jane. When I was in Jane's shoes, I was baffled by the sudden deterioration in the curve of their relationship. Why would Tarzan start with so much interest and persistence, then he would contract a sudden relationship atrophy syndrome and turn his coldest shoulder to the same Jane he once pursued with so much adamancy? Now, being an implanted bug in Tarzan's little head, I saw with his eyes, spoke with his tongue, and felt with his senses. Every Tarzan was born a hunter. He hunts for shelter, food, and love. Tarzan would never live in a ready-made house, eat a prey that dropped dead at his feet, or get serious with a Jane who is a genie at his command. I saw Janes drooling at the sight of a Tarzan. They seemed to come back to life from the land of the dead once they laid eyes on a potential Tarzan. They shamefully fell for his oldest maneuver, turned their back on common sense, willingly blinded themselves to his real intentions, and got on a temporary high just to have the blessing of a Tarzan for a few days. Being a Tarzan in disguise, men handed me their well-kept secrets and told me bluntly how a Jane can lose a Tarzan in 10 days by making 10 fatal mistakes. I took mental notes, wrote in shorthand, and recorded what I could on tape. I knew I had to share this revelation with my fellow Janes. Here we go. First mistake. Delete yes from your vocabulary. Tarzans get motivated the more they hear you say no. Let's meet after work. No. Let's have breakfast, lunch, or brunch, or supper, or dinner. No. Let's watch a movie home or in the movie theater. No. Let's spend a few nights in Agami Charm or anywhere on planet Earth. No. Let's meet every day. No. Let's hang out every night. No. But remember, too little is just as bad as too much. Second mistake. For some reason, women tend to think that Tarzans are naive. Fiction. Men have a lie detector built in their software. Lie a white lie and he will question your breathing. Lie a colored lie and you lost his trust forever. Third mistake. Never dump a current Tarzan for a new Tarzan thinking that the newcomer will be flattered. Men share a golden rule that says that if a woman dumps a man for him, she's most likely to dump him for another man. You're just giving him a valid reason to take you for a ride. A very quick one. Fourth mistake. Resist physical intimacy. Men do not understand any of your reasons. Feeling close and cozy, attachment and self-expression, love at first sight, genuine care, and any other reason you might have are not decodable by Tarzans. All your messages in this area will be translated into one word and its derogative synonyms. Easy. This rule applies for the first 10 hours, 10 days, 10 weeks, and 10 months if possible. Fifth mistake. Enthusiasm. Big blunder, girls. Curb your enthusiasm. Lock up the thrill in your voice, the spark in your eyes, the pounding of your heart, and the wide smile that brightens your face when you meet or talk to Tarzan. Let him work for it. They truly like to work hard. Still, you have to be nice. Sixth mistake. Generation after generation, men became immune to our natural charms and became allergic to pretense. Ladies, you need to strike a balance between coming across as arrogant, fake, and conceited on the one hand, and being meek, genuine, and clumsy on the other. Seventh mistake. Don't nag or plague, hunt or haunt, stalk or chase your new Tarzan. Give him space to miss you, time to show it, and a chance to express it. Men hate leeches and any type of insect with hanging-on characteristics. They also dislike whining. Eighth mistake. Men are not very fond of shadows. Shadows can give them a heart attack or an urge to run. Calling him the first thing in the morning, on the way to work, when you reach work, and midday, midnoon, and midnight is bad. Showing up at his doorstep anytime and all the time is not good either. Avoid the classic mistake of being a thing in his car, or a thing in his house, or a thing in his life. Ninth mistake. He is not my boyfriend yet. Read it, write it, and use it every time you feel jealous, possessive, or inquisitive. He is still a free man, and so are you. He owes you nothing, and neither do you. Tenth mistake. Madonna's material girl is out of fashion. Tarzans do not like Janes who love their car, villa, and bank accounts. They abhor being treated as packages of assorted goodies. So if you fail to like a man for who he is, not for what he stands for, then walk away while you still can. Tarzan will spare no effort to humiliate you as a punishment for such a grave offense against his mighty self.